It was an exciting moment last night when the final miner emerged from that Chilean mine and our translator was on the scene.
Quisiera hablar con mi familia y decirles que les quiero mucho.
Mr. President, I am so glad, grateful
Mis
to
pantalones están
have gotten out of the mine finally and
sobre
be
el
with
piso.
You. It is so nice to be here
y quisiera
on
estar con
terra
todos
firma
mis amigos.
Once and for all. It has been a difficult, very difficult situation for us. Very hard, and I am so happy to be here finally. Might I say that it is a true pleasure to meet you, Mr. President. It was a struggle. All of us worked very hard to ration our food, and I was very, very, very much very grateful that that so much of Chile, so many in Chile, have gathered together to support us down here. It's delightful.
Mi papá.
May I also say, Mr. President,
pedí mucho peso
it's so nice to see you,
no
and I also
mucho.
Find your wife very, very attractive.
Tenía que hacer el número dos
for two reasons, I would remember, I remember one thing I was going to ask you as I was coming up in that horrible stinky
porque
tube.
No me gustó mucho es que cuando subí
Although
el...
I smell like cattle, I was wondering if possibly you could share your wife with me just for tonight. It would be wonderful, Mr. President, and to me an ultimate gesture of your friendliness and your kindness as President.
No me gusta mucho.
I would not ask her to do anything unusual.
Pero quisiera este momento
I would only ask her to give me the
decir hola
release that I have been craving down in the mine. A release on the Mike O'Mara show that is not normally given to men in a hole for that long. You see, Mr. President, there is a... I know that the third opening is verboten. I will not do that. Trust me. I'm not into that. I don't like to take dirt naps, Mr. O'Mara. I'm grateful for all you have done. And sleeping with your wife, Mr. President, would be a final gesture to put closure on this terrible situation. I thank you.
Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The audience didn't know was that Lardass wasn't really interested in winning. What he wanted was revenge. Slowly, a sound started to build in Lardass' stomach. A strange and scary sound, like a log truck coming at you at 100 miles an hour. Suddenly, Lardass opened his mouth. And before Bill Travis knew it, he was covered with 5 pies worth of used blueberries. Boss man Bob Cormier took one look at Bill Travis and barfed on Principal Wiggins. Principal Wiggins barfed on the lumberjack that was sitting next to him. But when the smell hit the crowd, that's when Lardass' plan really started to work. Girlfriends barfed on boyfriends. Kids barfed on their parents. A fat lady barfed in her purse. The Donnelly twins barfed on each other. And the women's auxiliary barfed all over the benevolent order of antelopes. And Lardass just sat back and enjoyed what he'd created. A complete and total barforama.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed across America and in 145 countries around the world, from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Thursday, October 14, 2010, and we are well over 3.5 million downloads and growing every single day. Does the audio chain finally sound okay?
Sounds great to me.
I think
okay.
It sounds
good.
It's right. Funny. It's the first show RJ's missed in months, and it sounds right.
What happened?
We are brought to you today by DigitalTrends.com. Now, remember that name, because you're going to hear it another 11 times.
Good.
For cutting-edge news and reviews on all the latest tech in our lives,
DigitalTrends.com makes it all simpler and easier. Stay up on the latest tech trends and make smarter choices in your purchases at DigitalTrends.com.
There's that name.
Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, too. DigitalTrends.com. Just click their ad on our website. That's why when you buy advertising on the Mike O'Mara Show, you get your money's worth.
That's right. In the business, Mike, we call it value added.
That's right. And make sure, just print it. Take it upstairs to the fat man. Also, take it from the man that left his house at 8:30 this morning to get here.
How about that? Yeah. A warrior.
Who looked indignantly at Mr. O'Mara and said, I left my house at 8:30.
Hard to argue with that.
And notice, it's hard to argue with that, especially when I want to make the argument, I left my house at 4:30 this morning.
Well, thank you.
I just thought I'd throw that in there.
You're back
just
home.
Wanted to get that off my chest. Anyway, here we are on the program today. Lots to talk about. The Chilean miners, of course. I was riveted yesterday. I said to my wife last night, I said, this is reality television. This is what
it's
all about.
It's like they listened to this podcast.
And isn't it great?
Because they talked about the miners.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, finally. They didn't talk about death because they couldn't, because it was safe and everything was looking good and there was really no more fake drama they could put. It was all real.
Just
it was all real emotion.
Such a relief to have real news that is actually happy. That's actually positive.
Buzz, I noted that last night and I said to myself, Jesus, I mean, how many? This is once in every few
years.
Doesn't
happen often. Like, what, Captain Sully was the last one? I don't know.
This is magnificent because
Captain Sully might have been the last big one like this.
This is a perfect distraction from the fact that we can drill in the Gulf again.
yes, it is.
Because wasn't that slipped under the carpet with all the news of the miners? And you know what? Maybe I'm too pessimistic, but I think that might have been a factor in the signing of that bill.
Rob, I would put nothing by anybody in PR, in the government, in Hollywood, anywhere you can.
I know it.
I don't trust anyone anymore.
You shouldn't.
You know, I watched these. I talked to my 90-year-old mom.
Oh, you were going to give us yesterday. You said she had some advice.
She was so funny. I mentioned this on the radio. And incidentally, for those of you that are curious, because I really don't come out and let you know, but I do two jobs, and I don't really promote enough on this show the other job.
What is that other job?
It is the morning show at The Edge. It is a classic rock station here in Washington, D.C., 105.9. If you're in the area, you slog into work every day, I would urge you to tune me in with Kirk McEwen every day, Monday through Friday. We're on from 5 to 9 a.m., so please check us out, and we need all the support there that we can get, because we're brand new, and frankly, you know, we have shown a lot of great success in a lot of different areas. A lot of people are responding. We just want more and more people. We need more and more people.
And they should know
this.
If you support the show on The Edge, you're really supporting this show as well.
Absolutely. This show, we have made it clear, is not going anywhere. This show is what I will do till I blow spit bubbles. And, you know, this show, and I'll talk about it honestly, this show will probably exist for a very long time, and it could be in different incarnations. I mean, I see this show technically, logistically, being able to be done in any configuration.
Sure.
Really,
as long as Mark shows up.
You know, I could die.
Isn't that nice that he threw you under the bus there?
Sorry, I'll get him back later.
The thing is,
I your mic off.
You know, I was thinking the other day, it's like, we do, is it great that we're all in a room together? Yeah, but does it always have to be that way? Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about the future of this show as well. We've had a great year and many more to come, hopefully.
Well, and I want to say this, not for your benefit, but for the benefit of the people listening to this podcast, you guys are doing a great job over there.
We're having fun. And the challenge is, you know, in this climate of radio, is to get traction with not a lot of people knowing what's going on.
Right.
And it really is hard nowadays. You know, when you think of some of the launches that I've been around in radio, some of the publicity launches
that have been involved,
it doesn't happen.
Right.
And now, you know, and so we're trying to do the best we can with what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a perfect marriage. The two shows work great together. I'm very proud of both shows, and I'm really proud of the fact that, you know, I that I was able to get all this done and keep this going, because this show is a different kind of program. There's something about doing this on this medium that allows you to stretch your legs, really not edit yourself as much as you have to when you're on the radio. And it's just enough, because we keep the show broadcast friendly for KCJJ out in Iowa City.
Right.
But there's just enough edge on this show that it's almost like, I know that we try to entertain on the Kirk and Mike Morning Show, and I know that we try to entertain here.
Right.
They're different shows.
They are.
Sure.
And they're both independent of each other, and I urge you to check both out.
You know, I'm sorry, Oscar. Go ahead.
What's the wildest launch? The wildest launch I saw on radio was when they switched WNEW to what was Blink, and Sheryl Crow was there with a bunch of other A-list artists.
Oh God, that was huge up in New York. Oh,
and do you remember they had the guy from 24, Kiefer Sutherland, was their booth guy. He got all their sweepers.
Cool. Absolutely.
And she was there to push the on-air light when the actual station flipped.
Yeah, they've had some huge deals.
And how many millions of dollars did that cost? Right. What was the biggest one you saw?
The one at JFK when they made the big switch from Howard when it went to Free FM. That was a massive campaign.
Well handled too.
They did a great job.
Smooth as glass
for the junkies, and it was terrific. And they gave them a good launch, and they got them out there. And then, of course, an afterthought was we'll give Don and Mike a couple of billboards as well,
right?
Which was, you know, it really was, were we not an afterthought?
Always,
for that?
Very
always.
Much so. You know, yeah, we actually were. Two things. We're very lucky in this setting, this podcast setting. Because we have something that most radio doesn't have anymore. We're blessed to have loyalty among our listeners.
Yep.
And you know, when I grew up and when I was in high school, you'd argue with your friends. Well, what station do you listen to? I listen to B106. Well, I listen to Q107. Well, no, WAVA is what's the best station.
Right.
You'd fight about it because you had loyalty. People don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some root of that left that we have. The people that download this podcast, they are loyal to us, and they are the best people out there.
You know what we have besides loyalty?
What's that?
Really comfortable chairs.
That's also true.
Very comfortable. Yeah. And nicer chairs.
Yes.
And nicer chairs than in any broadcast operation I've ever been in.
I would have broken a chair by now. I always did.
But won't break that one.
No. As far as stunting, I think...
Do you know where that chair is from that you sit in?
It's from heaven, Mike.
It is from New York City.
New York City!
It is from the Pottery Barn. It is from the Pottery Barn in New York City.
It's a great chair.
That you know where that chair comes from?
What?
That chair comes from my apartment in New York City.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
When we were up in New York doing the show on WNEW.
Well, you know what? Well, when something happens and one of us passes, I'll take the chair.
I watched many, many movies alone in that chair.
Oh, really?
But we watched Moulin Rouge at your place.
What was your setup there? Because you guys were there for how long?
About a year.
Okay.
A little over a year.
But anybody that's worked in radio.
Long enough to get an apartment. No, I know that.
It made financial sense at the time.
I'm with you. I agree. But I'm just saying, at least for me, if I was in your shoes, and even when we moved to Phoenix, it took me 6 months to buy anything substantial.
Right.
And actually put it in the place I was staying.
Well, you know, it was a different time, Oscar.
I understand.
It was a much different time. Yes,
it was
fun for me.
Meanwhile, Mike was setting up in a Trump building. I was living at the Park Central.
With me.
Yeah, well, you know, it was fun. What will I find in the hallway today? A cherry stem? A Band-Aid? I never could tell.
Here's what's horrible about that is that after 9/11, we got, there were tremendous opportunities to do this. This is probably something I wouldn't have done normally, but because...
Well, I love that you're talking about it.
Because
it's awesome.
There were opportunities, you know, after 9/11 to get into
spectacular opportunities.
Spectacular. I thought it was a great idea to move into the Trump building. Well, I followed Don's lead because Don moved there. Mm-hmm. Don moved in there first, and he was having a great time in New York. And I said, you know, this is kind of cool, and we were up there enough to justify it. And
right,
you know,
like
Park.
I would say about a third of the month we were up there, like 9 days a month.
It was. I would describe it as the best of times and the worst of times for me, going through a really tough situation at home on the home front.
Right.
But at the same time, a fun city. But I don't know how you guys feel about it.
I felt
it was a great city to be in, but I was very lonely up there. I would have moments of real loneliness up there, being on the road by myself. That didn't bother you, Buzz.
He's never lonely.
Buzz loves the solitude.
I'm a loner.
The thing is my kids were so little then.
Right.
I can put this in a time frame. We only had Julia. There was one dinner when everyone finally said, Rob, what the hell's the matter with you? And I said nothing. But earlier that day, I got a call at Tower Records. I was in New York City when I found out Carrie was pregnant with Robert.
Wow. Really?
I wasn't even available to go to the doctor with her for that.
You would
have times. I mean, we would be going to a great dinner in a limousine.
We were
really living high.
Yeah. Right.
And I'd look at you and you'd just say, God, I miss my kids.
Yeah.
And you know what? And you get to that point. You can do a week or two away. And
right.
it really got to be a grind going up there.
It was every other week. Basically, we lived a week in New York and we lived a week here in
But
Virginia.
I will say this, in retrospect.
And it definitely paid off.
I miss it. I miss occasionally going
I
up there.
I love Manhattan.
Let me say this, though.
I miss New York.
How many times did you get from your significant others or exes or whatever that you deal with during that time? Because I could see this happen. You guys go and you're slaying the dragon. Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's nice. But after a while, it's a grind like any other job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you come home and you're like, oh, I'm just so glad to be home. And it's not like, hey, welcome home. It's like, oh, you've been effing around, just hanging out up there, doing what you want.
That's every relationship. That's every relationship.
I cannot imagine leaving for a week, though, and coming home to that.
And if you're speaking of that period of time, you might want to ask these boys.
Okay.
Because my relationship was
over
at that point.
Okay.
That was, you know, that was.
And tough. You were also dealing, Mike, at that time. I hate to bring up a sore subject.
Here we go.
But you were also dealing with Paxil at that point.
Thank you. I remembered
that's
that.
Right.
So
yeah,
what,
that's right.
So what. Normally a woman should be taken care of, and you had to take
care
of.
I'll be honest
you
about
couldn't.
That came out of marriage counseling.
Oh, did it really?
That came out. Maybe,
I don't
know. You
know what happened?
Maybe you're so down all the time. That's one of my issues.
I was on Zoloft when I was younger.
There were a lot of issues that I – look, I'm not going to say that I am free of responsibility when you have this. And I probably shouldn't be talking about this, and I'll nip it in the bud here.
Attaboy.
Suffice to say that when you go through this counseling and they say, you know, well, if you're feeling down. I said, yeah, I get down sometimes. Yeah. We all do in this business. And then they pop me on this stuff. And this medication they put me on, the one side effect that the shrink du jour didn't tell me was that you can't get your on.
Well, you can start the journey, but you never make it to the beach.
You can't. Right. It was horrible.
Which was frustrating because you were alone in New York City at the time.
That's right.
I needed to do that.
What else was there to do?
Well, I practiced a lot, and it never worked. I remember one time, feverishly, seriously, I almost got a cramp in my arm.
Oh, he had beautiful biceps, though.
It was horrible.
Senior year in high school, my mom thought I was on drugs. Like, the class. Like you're on drugs, what's happening?
Did you say senior year or senior year?
So she thought you were on drugs.
Yeah, so she sent me to a shrink because that's what every parent does, I guess. Mm-hmm. He put me on Zoloft as a senior in high school.
In high school?
In high school.
Now, does Zoloft like so
it's
many
like
of Paxil. These anti-
It's has, the same bull.
You know,
oh,
it's
so
just,
there you go.
I'm sorry.
He's not sorry.
You know, it has the effect of.
I will tell you,
I mean,
as a senior in high school,
how can you
I'm
not
in,
be depressed.
I'm in my prime. I was actually, I wasn't on drugs. I was just didn't care about school, and all I was chasing tail. That's all you're doing.
And then you don't catch the tail.
And then
and you're
I remember
depressed.
I was at Beach Week. I'd never said this before. I was at Beach Week senior year, and all I should have been doing is effing and contracting STDs.
Right.
And I couldn't get it up as an 18-year-old guy.
That's, oh my God.
How horrible
God.
Is that?
It's horrible.
And I just, I got back from that 2-week excursion and I gave it up.
I tell you, as an 18-year-old, and you go all the way through the 30s and 40s, and I was in my 30s, 40s at that point, early 40s,
right? That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's just like, oh my God,
yeah.
What has this done to me? You want me not to be depressed? And you put me on this thing, and they don't get that.
Well,
right. You know, how the frig did they not get
you.
That?
Thank you.
You know, Jesus.
Buzz explained it
it's
to me once when
to
we
me.
Were doing Capital
some
Critters.
Some fat doofus shrink. I remember him. Some lard ass,
fat guy,
crappy shrink. You know, Mr. Confidence that just goes, why did you try this? You know, and he puts me on this so that my wiener doesn't work.
Did you feel it ever affected you while you, because I couldn't even think of performing, if you will, and I know that's a stretch. Doing a radio show on Zoloft
sexually
or Paxil.
Performing.
Oh, I did it all the time.
Yeah. Because I
joked
feel like
about it. It absolutely did nothing.
Oh, it did nothing for
some
you.
Of your best work.
Oh, okay.
Actually, there was some great work up there.
Because Zoloft would just literally just numb me and I just wouldn't have personality.
Well, what I got out of it was a nickname for our bowling team.
That's right.
They called me Paxil.
Pax.
I was Pax.
Better than my nickname.
But I mean, it was like, Buzz was
Melwood.
I was the head.
That is just wrong.
That's right.
And I can't remember, what was Don's?
The
Goose. For Grey
Goose.
But the thing is, Buzz could only bowl when he was like totally medicated.
And he would mix pills and booze
do it. I would get tense and excited, and so I stumbled upon Vicodin for whatever reason.
Stumbled upon
it.
And I know it's glorious.
It relaxed me, and I was able to be smooth.
Buzz explained to me, when I was producing the Capital Critters with Buzz, the public affairs show,
right.
He explained that he knew a guy that was on those mood-altering drugs, and he said, sure, it'll stop you from being depressed, but it'll also stop you from being happy.
Right.
If you
right.
look at like a bar graph and like 0 is suicidal depression and 10 is being ecstatic.
Right.
it'll remove 0 through 4.
You were just like this.
Yeah, but it'll also take away the chance of getting to 7 to 10.
I know.
It flattens you out.
And
it,
you know what? That's not worth the risk to me.
I go back and I look at that, and it was just, you know, there's so much. I think we're overprescribed in this country. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. I think that these doctors and psychiatrists, they feel that they can prescribe for anything.
Sure.
How crazy is it that Oscar's mom thought he was on drugs, so she sent him to a doctor who put him on drugs?
And but I'm, you know what? Shocked. But you're from a medical family. Your dad was still practicing medicine then.
This guy that she sent me to was the swankiest of swank.
Sure.
Like, he had a picture of him and the president. Like, that's the type of swank. Nice. And I remember walking in there, and I was like, what?
This president of Bolivia.
Yeah, exactly.
You have my Vicodin?
I remember sitting there, and I would talk to this guy. And I had just gone through like a horrible a high school breakup, you know?
Right.
And he's like, do you really care?
It's the end of the world.
I was like, yeah, but I was like, not really. I'm dating this other girl. He's like, no, but you really, he was like convincing me that I was upset about it. I wasn't upset about
it. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Just move forward.
Weird. I'll tell you, one of these days, I first of all, I fear this and I apologize from the bottom of my heart, but due to, you know, agreements that have been signed,
yes.
I will probably never be able to talk about certain things about therapy and counseling, mm-hmm. and suffice it to say, I am not a huge believer.
Right.
And I know it does people some good, but I also think it does other people. If you head down the wrong course, mm-hmm. and you're getting the wrong advice, it can really screw you.
Mrs. Spiewak has twice suggested therapy for Julia, and you know what? She thinks it's a good idea because her sisters agree.
Mm. Can I say this?
I said, just let me finish real quick. When it was the last time when we were talking about the calling her on erasing Robert's homework, she says that's hateful and that's evil and that requires counseling. Yeah, it's funny. It's a panic, isn't it? Laughter is the best thing.
It's you.
It's the best medicine.
It's you. You do the shtick, John Dillinger, and everything else.
But it's true. I mean, this is a true story. And she said, I think Julia should talk to a therapist. And I said, no. And she said, why? I said, well, keep in mind, after she did this, she did not lie about it. She copped to it right
you
away.
Mentioned, progress.
Said that's progress. It's our big problem is lying.
You know what
cruelty.
It is? She didn't, and the fact that she did tell the truth after that. And what it is an incredibly sophisticated dirty trick for a girl.
I can't wait until she steals your car at age 14, and then she's and Carrie's obviously just yelling at you, saying she's got to see a therapist. No. She admitted to it.
That's right.
It's
she put gas in it.
And she filled up the tank. So it's okay.
It's going to be okay because by the time Julia's 14, the car will be paid for.
Just quickly, have you ever heard of sensory deprivation chamber?
Yes.
Sure.
I've been in one.
No, I would love to do that.
I did it.
What was the movie with William Hurt? They did that.
He's right.
It wasn't Body Heat.
No.
But there was
it was where he turns into like a creature.
Yeah, but it was all about sensory deprivation.
I forgot what it is.
Yeah,
you were in one of these things?
I actually was.
That worked.
Chicago was very trendy.
Was
and that's where I was
WLS?
Living at the time. And there was a place in the suburb of Evanston where I lived that had these sensory deprivation chambers. And
how do you find this?
It was Dick Biondi's sensory deprivation.
Hi, this is Dick Biondi of the Wild Italian.
It's a chain. And basically, they were boxes with tubs in them, and you'd get into this, and they were filled with a heavy solution of saline, of salt water, so that you were suspended and relatively weightless, and it was totally dark. So there was no gravity, there was no light. And
you're alone with your thoughts. You want to be lonely?
They come and get you in 20 or 30 minutes.
How was
whatever
any
it was.
Music or natural sound of any
it
sort?
It was dark and quiet. I found no real value. I didn't have any of the experiences that they talked
Joe
about.
Joe Rogan talks about this because he has one custom made.
Yeah, but he's
for
a
him.
Crazy guy.
Hold on a second. Hold on. This is our boy here. I just totally got what he said. How was it? He's like, oh, yeah, it wasn't it. This is Mr. Mushroom in here going in there hoping that he's going to have the the hippie freak out moment. He's
going to
see like purple spiders or something like that.
Caterpillars were a mile wide.
The experiences I've heard are you're so alone with your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how everybody has a runaround, and everybody listening right now has something that they think is just so pressing. And
hold
it.
Is a runaround like a hustle? I don't want to get
well,
lost.
Well, no, you
here.
Just have your days of there's so much S you got to do, and you're thinking about this, you're thinking about the mortgage, you're thinking, should I buy this place, or whatever you're thinking of. When you get in this thing, apparently you get to a place where if you actually center your mind, that you just, you're alone with whatever you want to think about, and that's it.
It couldn't work for me, and I'll tell you why.
In a good way?
In a good way.
Well, no, right. If you're only in there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, let's double Buzz's estimate and say you're in there for 40 minutes. You know what I'm thinking about for 40 minutes?
What?
Is my 40 minutes up yet? That's what I'm thinking about the whole time.
I'd love to do it just to see what it's about.
I would, except for the floating aspect of it, if it's relaxing.
Mike O'Mara is the floater.
Buzz, would it relax you? Did it relax you at all?
Sure, it's relaxing, just like laying down in the dark on your bed would be, I think.
You wanted to hallucinate.
No, I don't know that I wanted to. I wanted to experience and see what it was about, because the movie was suggesting that you would transcend. Yeah, that it would be an existential experience, and it really was, and it was just dark and quiet.
I think
Marsha, I saw a movie.
Though
with
Joe
William
Rogan
Hurt.
And Buzz Burbank do have something in common.
Oh, more than one thing.
What's that? Plant from this earth.
Oh, and an amazingly muscular build.
Absolutely. Yes. And a love of Ultimate Fighting.
And also, Buzz steals comedy from other comics, too. So.
Yeah. We will take a break. When we come back, more on the Chilean Miners. I want to talk about Christine O'Connell and her eunuch opponent in Delaware.
Oh, that was
night.
A great debate. I have some audio if you want.
That was a classic Democrat on the other side of Christine O'Donnell.
Yeah. Sadly, yes.
I swear to God, smack him with a leather chamois.
Smack a bro.
Dick. Anyway, Buzz's great gas experiment. I'm on that today.
Good.
Tough Love with Frankie and HIV positive porn.
Oh,
that and more. We'll try to get to all that. We probably won't. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by BFD Fantasy Football. Are you 0-5 like Rob?
Who wrote that copy?
Fantasy I don't know. Who wrote that copy?
I'm going into my sensory deprivation. More salt in the chamber, please.
Are you 0-5 like Rob in fantasy football? It's
not so bad.
Not too late to save the season. Yeah. Get advice from a proven winner. BFD Fantasy Football is ranked one of America's best. Become a member today. TMOS listeners get more than 15% off by emailing Lou at bftfantasyfootball.com. Are you really 0-5?
Mike, let's move on.
So did you score the most points against me?
Yeah, actually, this was a good week for me. This was a good week for me.
Because, you know, you get a few points against
me. The movie, by the way, was Altered States.
Altered States.
So you can see why I expected what I expected.
Of course.
We are back and getting back to the Chilean Miners. I was going to say something that I said this morning. I forgot that I lost my train of thought and we got off on another tangent there. But the fact is, I said,
well, you're removed.
I was touched by this. This was reality television, unfiltered. And we went through many different moods, Carl and I, watching this thing from really just being quiet and watching them to talking about who's going to be in the movie, how good Russell Crowe would be as the foreman. And I said, but they should probably use Latin actors. You know?
Get George, what's his name? The guy from TBS who has the show.
George Lopez.
George Lopez. I'm sorry.
Give me a break.
Could you get his head in the chamber?
But just I will tell you something. What took the lead out of my pencil is I'm watching it.
Paxil.
And I'm watching it on CNN. And then for whatever reason, CNN went to Spitzer. And so I'm like, no, I'm not going to watch non-professional, non-anchors like try to give me this.
I still can't believe they gave him a job, but the fact that they had him involved in that at all.
Honest to God. I mean, not only, look, I'm all for a second chance with these, but get off the tube.
Yeah, not on television.
You suck so totally. It's horrible. So they kick it over.
Open up a sandwich shop.
They kick it over to a Fox, and they got Shep working late.
Okay.
Now, Shep's the only thing I like on Fox,
he's fun.
But I love me the Shep. I really do. The only thing I like on Fox News is Shepard Smith. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I think he really is a pro.
Yeah.
I think he knows how to set the mood.
He's a pro like George Gobel was a pro. He has one act, and he can do it.
He's slick.
He's very good.
He is slick.
Done.
He's concise.
Like
he captures the drama. Of
I agree.
It. And most importantly, he knows when to get out of the way. Mm-hmm. And then they go to commercial and they kick back and it's effing Hannity. And you hear Sean Hannity. And I'm sorry, I have to watch a human that's going to describe a human being, not a non-human being.
Right.
I really can't. And you got, all right, now they got the Miners. Which is really Sean Hannity with that grating voice that he's got. And so I switch back over and I watch it. But I will tell you something. It was riveting, riveting human drama. And you couldn't fake it.
Do you think the strength in last night was the fact that it had been going on so long that they had run out of the prepped material?
And they had to rely on what
was really going on?
I think they did it all day. And they once they realized this thing was safe, that they were just going back and forth, and
they were cut in,
and they'd cut in, and they'd have an expert come in and talk about. There was no more of the danger
right,
that they could
right.
fake us out with, like there was that first night.
Nothing to scare us.
And you know, and it was fun to watch. Such a delight
yes.
to watch that real emotion. And it was every 20 minutes or so, you got a different right. payoff. I loved it.
Even the miner who had the mistress.
Oh, the mistress, yes. Let me comment on her, if I may.
Please.
Okay. I'll have more about that.
Yes.
Keep in mind, Mike, no matter how pretty she is, there's someone who's sick of her.
It was awkward because I felt like, yes, your wife probably should be there.
Right.
But your wife obviously did not show.
Yes, right? The wife didn't
And
post.
I want to know how that all came about. Did he know she wasn't going to be there? So he's like, oh, well, there's the girl banging on the side.
Let me ask you this, even though, you know, it's just like I would say, you would say to me, you know, oh, you're Canadian. Oh, you know, you know Americans.
Yeah.
You know, Bolivia, Chile, two different countries, but culturally Catholic.
Yes.
Both countries, very Catholic.
Everybody cheats. They cheat just.
Same degree.
They cheat just like they cheat here.
Okay, same degree of difficulty, though, yes. Where they said in Chile, divorce very difficult
yes.
to get that.
Yes.
It's not culturally accepted in
no,
the country.
I'm sure.
So that's why we have this mistress thing, which is also accepted in the country.
I remember, and this
accepted
is just outing
or just
everybody.
Overlooked.
I remember.
Maybe accepted. I think it might be
because
there she was on national TV.
I yeah. remember my dad at one point was, I guess one of our uncles was getting divorced. And this was in the States.
Yes.
And I said, well, why are they getting divorced? And then she said, well, he took a mistress in Latin America. And I said, well, that's not because you're young. You're just like 11, 12
right.
years old. I don't even know why he's having this conversation with me.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he didn't care. So he's explaining to me that in Latin America, it's kosher to have a mistress.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but that's not right.
A lot of
you
Europe.
Shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Right.
And he said, no. He's like, and he pointed around the room and he said, he's got one. He's got, like, he just blew
wow.
everybody's spot on.
Wow.
And I was like, well, that's interesting.
And in that country, obviously, the level of acceptance, regardless of what
the
his
women
personal...
don't I mean, accept it. The women that are, like, the number one seeds, they don't accept it. But as long as they don't know, it's almost like a blind eye.
Right. Okay, so they kind of turn away.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is, we'll have to find
it's
out more about
I'd like to pose
it.
Another possibility.
All right.
And, you know, yesterday, Tuesday was 14 years for
He
Carrie
looked
and I.
Weird when he came out of, when he, congratulations.
Yeah, it's a really great accomplishment.
He looked weird when he came out of the mine. He really did. I thought perhaps he was just disoriented. That's how little
like
emotion
that.
He showed toward the mistress. I'm sure
and,
he was
but,
embarrassed.
But my theory is that after 14 years, if I was down in a mine, I don't think Carrie would come. I think she might send a car.
Yeah, but
she doesn't. I mean, face it, she doesn't listen to this show. I ask her what 60 minutes a day to take a part of what I do. She doesn't care. She doesn't listen to my show on KCJJ. You know what she calls my show on KCJJ?
Yeah,
The Other Woman.
Do you know that? You know, Carla listens to this show every day.
Well, you
yes,
know what?
Does.
That's
all.
Terrific.
Every single day.
Very that really
cool.
is great.
I'm thrilled. No, and
it must be so nice.
No, what it is, though, it's organic. It's honest. It's real. She does because she enjoys it. She likes this show.
She
loves this show.
I don't know that Carrie would like it.
Mine never listens. Oscar, does Carol listen?
She does. When
off
she
and
busts,
on?
She busts my balls about it. Like, right now, I'm going to say that at one point in my life, I was dating two women at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing.
Right.
But it was so much work. So much work that it literally becomes a third job.
Right.
And this
right.
was like my
in You
my,
must love that.
In my mid-20s. And it was just I sat there and I remember it was when I was in Arizona. And this is the first time I've talked about this. I'm literally dating two different girls.
It's
like full-on relationships.
He's a stud muffin.
Full-on relationships.
Gentlemen.
And it was
What are you doing with your phone over there?
Nothing. I was thanking Marcia for giving us the heads up on Aldridge Stage.
And I remember sitting there and I said,
that's nice. See, he's even communicating with his wife as we're doing
at,
the podcast.
My wife hates me.
At the end,
because she'll never hear this.
Of my run there, I remember sitting there and I said, why the F did I even do this? Because literally, it's not just, oh my God, I'm in two relationships. I'm having sex with two women. I'm literally in two relationships, so I have to buy twice the birthday presents. I have
right.
to go and buy twice the Christmas presents.
Oh, poor you.
I have to. No, but it's like.
Did I get any sympathy?
You got to go out, like, and because we're on at nights, you got to make time, like, during the day.
Right.
And it's just. It's
like
it's,
owning
it's,
a boat.
It's just a disaster.
Owning a boat.
Yeah, you never actually have fun on the boat because
exactly,
you own it. Yes,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, we will never. Maybe we'll never know what the real outcome of this is and why we had the mistress above ground and not the wife.
I think the wife is going to come back around.
You think so?
Yeah, I think she was just shown. a little attention that I'm not going to show.
What
up
if
for
the
this?
Wife okay. comes on TV and she's really, really hot? That like would, the lady on
like
Modern Family,
Sophia Vergara.
Oh, wow.
That would be the best thing.
Not going to happen.
I think the minor did know what to expect because of the communication.
They're writing letters,
and I will have more about this in the news coming.
Oh,
very nice tease. All right. Well, anyway, great human drama. It was fun to watch. On to something. I'm a political junkie, as you know. Don't talk about politics on the radio, but I do talk about it on the podcast. And I will tell you, I waited with great anticipation to see the Christine O'Connell or O'Donnell or what I always forget
O'Donnell.
What the hell.
O'Donnell. Christine O'Donnell.
Christine O'Donnell and Mr. Coons, the bald guy that she's running against. Now, first of all, very competent professional politician, and also allowed her to get away with all her bullcrap,
yes,
like so many Democrats do. And I am so effing fed up. You cannot fight these wingnuts unless you fight back.
Is the problem based in
back.
Being polite?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's scared that he's going to come off as what, a bully, a jerk?
He's probably been told by his handlers that let her say all the weird stuff.
Absolutely.
You just lay back. And aren't you sick to death of that? What do you do when you're called a Marxist like Joe McCarthy on national television? And he goes, well, that's simply not true. I'm like,
you have to be careful because you know what? And any kind of bullying is going to be tenfold amplified because she's a pretty girl.
He should have called her a whore.
I know. I swear to God.
Work for Jerry Brown.
Throw it out the window and go, you are such a little whore. You are such a little stupid whore who didn't answer the question about evolution.
Miss Donald, tug my sack.
Right.
Do you ever
lick it?
Do you, just having this conversation here, like a week ago, and I think I'm pretty moderate liberal here. I'm not, you know, I'm not waving the flag.
I'm a moderate Democrat.
But this guy laid into me on Facebook, and it wasn't a big deal. It was just a message. I didn't even write him back.
It happens.
He said, why are you such a liberal scum?
And why are you?
Because that's the right. That's the way they communicate. I've said right-wing things before, and I'll be honest with you. This is to all our Republican listeners that are out there listening, or far-right listeners. Mm-hmm. I have gotten criticized from both sides since I've been doing this show, because I have railed against Obama. I still rail against Obama. I think he's too smug and he's not a good enough communicator. I've said that again. I haven't diverted from
more
that
about technique
one little
with
bit.
Him, yeah.
And I'm very frustrated with that. I'm frustrated with some of the people he surrounded himself with. I've said it. I've gotten people that have complained about that. But when it comes from the other side, oh my God.
Sure.
I once said something. You guys remember this one. I tried to make some comparisons between racism and Republicanism, and you want to talk about the text that I got during that? You would not believe the hostility. There's a lot of hatred out there.
I just wasn't expecting it because I really don't voice my political opinions too much.
That's true.
And you know what?
I said one thing, and I'm liberal scum.
I mean, with her, this is somebody that Karl Rove wrote off, and this is somebody who gets away with a lot of stuff. And you could tell, first of all, in this debate, I thought she was very well prepared. I thought she was doing a fantastic job. Is he going to be okay over there?
There was too much saline in the deprivation.
And he never recovered.
That's true.
The thing about it is that she was prepared. I thought at the very beginning she did a really good job. She hung in there.
Well, the preparation is something that only works at the beginning. Can I play you a cut?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is perhaps a...
Because was this one when CNN left? Because is this the bit, is this the cut where she's asked about the Supreme Court?
Exactly. And this is a skin crawler.
Okay, I got to figure, someone tell me, I don't think this was on the national feed. I would have remembered this moment.
Okay.
And I think this was long after it was on
very
CNN.
Possible. Very and possible. I got it online.
That sucks.
So it does. Because this is really, this is a
Wolf.
Deal breaker. This is worse than when Sarah Palin was talking to Katie Couric.
Would this be the number one soundbite today?
Yeah.
Is this what made the headlines?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. This is talking to her about the Supreme Court, Christine O'Donnell.
What opinions of late that have come from our high court do you most object to?
Oh, gosh. Give me a specific one. I'm sorry.
Actually, I can't because I need you to tell me which ones you object to.
I'm very sorry right off the top of my head. Ooh, I know that there are a lot, but I'll put it up on my website. I promise you.
I'll find somebody to do it for her.
She went to that website like 50 different times.
Well,
and
because
could still
that's
win.
Advertising.
And here's where she lost me. First of all, the Democratic guy, Coons, he lost me because I don't think he fought back enough with some of her BS.
Right.
Secondly, I didn't like the way she handled, it reminds me of Joe McCarthy and all that bad time in our history when somebody's labeling labeling somebody a commie. Come on. Yeah. Right. Haven't we moved past
that? Did you hear her awkward dodge of the evolution question?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Do we have that?
Before we do, though, I mean, I can answer that Supreme Court question. You mean a woman, a person running for Congress can't answer that question?
I will tell you, I would not be able to pull out of my butt a Supreme Court decision.
You would if you were running for Congress.
I would say that the two that I would think of would be the decision recently to allow major lobbyists to be able to maintain their status.
Corporations, free speech, unlimited donations. That's it.
And I would also tell you the other one that I didn't like was when they allowed the election results in the Gore Bush.
And those are both solid. And you're a disc jockey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You
could have won that debate.
We're not running for office.
The only one I know, it was the suit between USC and South Carolina because the SC was so similar to USC's.
Right. He's right. Yeah, he's right.
That's all I got.
All right. Now she's asked about evolution. Right. Here's the thing. I want to set this thing up because this I did see on CNN, and I think she, not necessarily skillfully, but she avoids the question, and
they let her a little bit.
Wolf Blitzer just lets it evaporate because Wolf Blitzer's a dickhead.
He's clocked out.
He is a
I remember 10 years ago during that Situation Room, I'd sit there and he'd be riffing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now he's just clocked out.
He's a pre-promotion machine. Mm-hmm. That's
what he does.
All he can do.
I think on CNN they'd be better off if they had the Situation Room hosted by the Situation.
That would be great.
All right, so she's asked about evolution. This is
great
big,
for SNL.
This is a big deal for people that are concerned about the far right and they're bringing the Bible into
religion.
School,
government.
Into school. Yeah, separation of church and state.
Do you believe evolution is a myth?
I believe that I was talking about what a local school taught, and that should be taught, that should be decided on the local community. But please let me respond to what he just said.
We'll let you respond, but answer the question. Do you believe evolution is a myth?
Local schools should make that decision. I made that remark based
what do you
on
what do you believe?
What,
do you
what I believe is irrelevant.
Why is
because
it irrelevant?
What, if because what
voters
I will support,
want to know what you
what
believe.
I will support in Washington D.C. is the ability for the local school system to decide what is taught in their classrooms.
There it is. So she doesn't answer.
She tap dances,
which means she knows it's gonna. You know, that's what pisses me. You can't elect somebody like that.
No, you can't.
You can't elect somebody who is going
to
lie about what they believe in.
Right. Yeah. Well, no.
And they're going to say, hey, Mike, there are plenty of Democrats to do that. You know what? You're goddamn right. But there are plenty of Democrats to do the same thing.
Even worse,
you don't want any one of them in there.
Even worse about lying what she believes in, not revealing what she believeves in, and claiming irrelevance you're not voting for the office as much as you're voting for the person. Yep. And I'm sorry, that's most important in Congress because that's the people who make our laws.
Not even a real Republican.
Very scary. Yeah. It was very scary to watch that. I didn't see the bit about the Supreme Court. Is there anything else from that debate last night?
Because
the other guy was just a smarmy. God, he was
so
smarmy.
I do have one thing that's interesting.
I think she could knock him off. Here's a bulletin for you. I think you think so?
Yeah,
it could. I think she's going to knock him off. I really do. Because he is so smarmy.
Get ready,
he is
America.
Just so smarmy. Yeah, get ready. Exactly.
One last thing about her, and I don't need to save this for the vault. This is her newest campaign ad that's running in Delaware, and I found an interesting parallel. First, the ad.
There is one man who stood against the tide and raised taxes. Hide your will. Hide your lights.
Whoa.
Because he's taxing everything out here.
Now, when he says hide your kids, hide your life, it made me think of...
Hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your hook because they're raping everybody out here.
And which also made me think of...
He's climbing in your window, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife,
that is awesome.
Hide your kids, hide your wife,
that
hide
is
your
awesome.
Kids, hide your
wow.
Wife.
And I don't know if she's trying to hop on that Antoine Dodson bandwagon or not, but it sort of sounds like it to me.
Well, you know, it was an interesting debate, and, you know, I like to see fighting back. I like a debate to be a Donnybrook.
It should be a debate.
I like a debate. A debate should be a debate. When did debates become, you know, when they became Wolf Blitzerized, that's when they became.
When you're fighting with a sexy wingnut, the rules change.
It's over consulting. There is a happy medium between laying down and not fighting back.
Right, which you will agree that guy did yesterday.
And fighting back is a bully, and yes, I do agree. There's a medium between that.
All right, we will come back and we will have the rest of Rob's Magic Audio Vault right here. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's REM, Oscar. You don't need to crane your neck.
That's REM doing their best country impression.
Yeehaw.
Michael Stipe?
Yes, all day long.
Nice. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's time to open up Rob's Magic Audio Vault, which is brought to you by Cameron Hills Golf Links in King George, Virginia. Newbies get half off 2011 memberships. It's a great deal, everybody. Yeah. We really recommend if you're down in that area, and well, even if you're going to fly in from the left coast, free entry into the TMOS Chariot event. That's the Big Duff 2.
It's a lot like Pebble
Beach. Let's call it that the next time we do the
Big Duff 2?
The that. Big Duff 2 next spring.
How about Big Duff 2.0? That way the kids will like it.
I love it.
Big Duff 2.0 it is.
Done and done.
Can't argue with that. Join by email. Write CameronGolf@AOL.com. Cameron Hills Golf Links. Check out their ad on our website. You know, I'm thinking about the golf tournament. I certainly hope that by next year, I won't be just riding around in a golf cart, that I'll actually be participating in the event.
I hope by next year they won't need to get us a reinforced golf cart.
And incidentally,
it's a fun day, though.
Hey, Ronick.
Yeah.
Next year at the Big Duff 2.0.
Yeah.
Let's sex it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, we got the you know, we got
I'll
the,
undo a few
we had the Hooters girls.
Yeah, but it could have been. Normal.
One, I agree.
One step.
Agreed.
Let's make it.
I mean, it's closed course. We can do whatever we want.
This is the internet, fellas. Yes.
Right.
Let's make it dirtier.
Yeah, tighter pants.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't
tell on all of us.
Well, give Mark Ronick his microphone, please.
Must we?
Are we doing this for charity, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Breast cancer, maybe.
Well, oh God. All right. Yeah.
My mom is a 2-time survivor.
Oh, that's good. Oh, so you're allowed to do that.
This is so awkward. Now, can we just hit stop?
Yes. Let's stop. We're gonna open up the audio.
We'll edit this out.
I had a brainchild at JFK when we were gonna do. A gala for we had an inauguration gala, and every gala here in DC had something tied to it, some charity tied to it.
I remember that we all had to take cabs to Arlington.
Yeah, which was unfortunate because they couldn't pull it off, and it was a cluster F as usual, and we ended up at a bar in Clarendon. But what
but
I wanted
was,
to do
glamorous.
Was the breast and balls gala,
and you were wrecked.
Oh,
you?
I was hammered. I had a listener take me home.
Oh, that's surprise. Bad.
But I didn't get on stage. I think you and Mike and Rob got on stage hammer time.
You drummed.
Where was this?
This was at the inaugural ball.
I remember you drummed. And Chad looked at me. He's like, is Mike hammered? I said, yes, he is.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yes.
That was our event that we did at JFK where nobody came.
Yes.
Right.
That was a complete and total disaster.
That was really one of the worst nights in radio's history.
Absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
That's when we all kind of thought. Here it comes.
This is it.
I forgot how bad a night that was.
Can there be more cherries in this Manhattan, please? Thank you.
Thank you. Let's get rolling.
All right, helium, Mike.
Yeah.
Everyone has done the thing where you suck in helium,
right.
And it makes your voice higher. Mm-hmm. But did you know the reason that happens is because it's less dense than air. It causes your vocal cords to wiggle more, and it makes your voice higher.
Well, thanks, Mr. Science.
Well,
True.
This is important because this, did you know it goes in the other direction as well?
Does it really?
It does. Check this
out. Makes the voice lower?
If you use the right gas. Of course, you don't run into this.
Nitrous oxide will make your voice lower.
But check this out. This is funny. This is from the internet.
Okay. Now, oh boy, my voice is really high this time.
So he's using helium there.
Oh. Well, you can tell I have a lot of fun with playing around with these gases, but not as much fun as the next one that I have here.
And this balloon is filled with an extremely dense gas called sulfur hexafluoride. Oh.
This is so cool.
Now, sulfur hexafluoride has a density which is 5 times greater than air, about 35 times heavier than molecules of helium. So let's just see what these heavy molecules do when I inhale these.
Okay,
then wait. Okay, and as you can tell, my voice gets really low. And the interesting about the sulfur hexafluoride is that because it is so dense, the sulfur hexafluoride stays down in my lungs. And as such, I can talk much, much longer with a deep voice.
To get the gas out,
won't that mess you up, though?
Of course it will.
I don't know anything about that gas.
What he had to do is stand on his head to literally let the gas fall out.
Yeah.
You'll notice that I'm using the sodium hexafluoride.
Nice pull.
And incidentally, because it stays down in my lungs longer, I can talk longer like this. Also, the density of the molecules causes the oxygen to be depleted in my
blood clots.
Sex boy.
I'm
okay. Sex boy.
Very good. Now, you know what? It's like, since it was awkward, let's keep it awkward, Mike.
Okay.
Do you know what week this is?
What week is this?
This is Breast Cancer Awareness Week.
Mark Ronick just mentioned that.
Exactly. Right. And so here's a song for that. Let's see how long we can stay with this.
Ooh.
Sexy, Mike.
Yeah, it's sexy, so do it to keep your healthy. I'm telling my girl, I'm telling my mom, squeeze into the song. Our bodies are cruel, don't be a fool, secure your bombs. I'll squeeze yours and you can squeeze mine. So give them a test, bless your breast, it's a hell of a time.
It's a very sexy video on YouTube that has a big sign that says, don't pull this, this is a PSA.
So it's about squeezing your boobs.
Exactly.
To check for a breast cancer.
Exactly. So remember to do that.
Did I ever tell you what I used to tell? Literally, this is how much of a scumbag I used to be. I'm a gentleman now.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you changed.
Wow, set that bar.
I'll be the judge of that.
When I was in college, when girls would sleep over, you would do the thing that I'm going to sleep with my clothes on, all that BS. I would say to them that they should probably take off their bras because of the constriction of the bra on their breast.
That is so true.
Increases the risk of breast cancer. And I would say I come from a medical family.
You know, wow. I swear to God, I'm gonna give my daughter's chastity belts when I think
How
about
did you do it with a straight face, Oscar?
Oh my God.
But it would work. It would always work.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Oh, you dog.
Do you remember about 2 weeks ago Bob Barker collapsed on a shooting range?
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, and it turned out it was dehydration.
One.
But here's the thing that I love about it. It's another California 911 call when the medical condition is second to the fact that it's Bob Barker who collapsed.
Of course.
Okay. Here's the actual 911 call from the shooting range.
California.
Yes, I need an ambulance to Angel Shooting Range.
Okay, where at in the shooting range? In a building or outside or where?
Outside.
And what's the emergency at your shooting range?
Bob Barker collapsed. Fainted.
Bob Barker?
Yes.
Hey, do we know if he's breathing?
Is that great?
If Bob Barker.
What's the emergency? Bob Barker.
Bob Barker
is the emergency. Yeah.
About the Price is Right, Bob Barker?
He's breathing. He's conscious, but he can't walk or anything. He's still laying on the...
Okay.
He's shaking really bad.
Okay.
He got as close to consciousness as he could without going over.
We're on our way out there, okay? And you're not with
Bob,
are you?
Bob.
His
Bob, that's
here.
So true. The lady at the 911. Are you close to Bob?
Three mentions of his name.
Rob, that is like so right. It's all about the celebrity. You know?
It is.
So where do you want me to send the ambulance to pick up Bob Barker?
Television's Bob Barker. Do you know CBS's Bob Barker? Well, I'll tell you who should have called 911 is Brett Favre. He had a bad week.
Oh,
did you hear
really?
The new tape that was released where he called Mel Gibson?
I haven't heard that.
This is bad for both people.
Okay. Have you come over tonight?
I have plenty of energy to drive over there.
All right. I'm going back to the hotel and just chill.
I'm coming over there.
You can make it. Be great.
And I will. Listen to what you do to me.
I understand.
You feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants so that you see your from behind.
Yeah, just got done with practice.
I don't believe you anymore. You're just ordinary. And that goes for the talent, too. It's ordinary.
All right, well, I'm still trying.
You don't know how to do that. You ain't in that league. So give it up.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
You there?
Excellent.
That
excellent.
Can't get any better for
that's
either of them.
One of the better ones.
Now, also, Mike, I know you love hard-hitting news. I love you. I know you love.
He's a news junkie,
I
Rob.
Know you love local news.
I love the local news.
So let's go to a small market in Georgia with hard-hitting bee news.
Okay.
News about bees.
Bees are funny.
Bees.
Dick Mack and his roommate, Carrie, are finally able to relax on their front porch.
See, they come out this morning. They went up. They sprayed.
Now that they half of them on the ground, I feel a little better. And I can sit on the pool with a little longer.
Hundreds of pesky bees they had been dealing with.
Hold on.
Mike, these are pesky
that.
Bees.
I believe the word porch is said.
Yeah, well, yes. They can't sit on the porch because there are so many pesky bees.
I'm talking pronunciation of porch.
Okay.
Can you give me that one more time?
We can start from the top with hard-hitting bee news.
Okay.
Mike, it's the Bee News Network.
We can sit on the porch. I would like to hear the pronunciation
Let's
of
listen.
Porch.
Zeke Mack and his roommate, Carrie, are finally able to relax on their front porch.
See, they come out this morning. They went up. They sprayed.
Now that they half of them on the ground, I feel a little better. And I can sit on the poet a little longer.
Poet. Never quite heard that before.
Well, Mike, there's more news.
All right.
Bee News Network.
Hundreds of pesky bees they had been dealing with for months were finally dead.
Yeah. They're still out here. Got a lot of them down. He sprayed. Got a lot of them down here now. They're still jumping around. They ain't all dead.
Today, our camera was...
Mike, the bees were still jumping around.
Rob Spiewak.
They're not all dead. Bee News Network.
...was rolling when the brave tree cutter...
And by the way, these guys...
because it's Rob playing it.
These guys are very brave because they were able to battle the bees and they won.
Took his chainsaw to the branch with the hive.
Just think about it.
I got some wall spray.
Moore and Max say it's a big weight off their shoulders.
Of course. Well, I'm glad it's down. Now I can sit on the pud and relax.
Yep, that's history now.
And now they can finally return to their everyday life.
And the men say they plan to put back the porch light they removed back this weekend.
Since
no bees should no longer be a problem. They say they plan to celebrate now that those bees are gone with the barbecue so they can enjoy their porch in peace.
That is awesome.
That, Mike, that is your audio vault.
Oh,
for
God.
Your late local news.
We will come back right after that with Buzz of the News. Oh, my God. Welcome back to MikeOmaraShow.com. I guess the anchor got the same reaction that we did.
Well, I mean, you get right down to it. There's nothing right about that. It's a beehive. That's not a news story.
It's not news.
The fact, what was happening? The two local denizens can't sit on their pooch?
The pooch. The pooch anymore.
This is not newsworthy.
Let's get our news. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, with all the news that's fit to read.
This is newsworthy.
The man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, Buzz, before you jump in, because we have plenty of time, I forgot to do this.
What?
We got a gift.
Gift corner.
Want to get this out of the way.
Gift
I don't
opening
do
Thursday.
Hold on a second. I hope I can get... This is really heavy.
Or got, as we call
Oscar,
it.
Can you sort of...
And it was sent priority.
Right. So it must heavy. Be
important.
It's
fight
thick.
It, Mike. Fight
it's
it.
Tight.
You know what? We'll do it in the bonus hour tomorrow.
It may take
we'll
the whole bonus
We'll do it in the bonus hour.
Hour
tomorrow. I'm sorry. We don't have time. Get
and you know what's
news.
Great? You it's didn't like even dish. Mean to do that.
What's that?
To make it a tease.
No, I swear to God,
no,
I didn't do that on
we
purpose.
We actually wanted to open this.
I wanted to open this, but somebody, like every gift we ever get, it's fused to the package.
Well, I got home last night and was sitting on my pooch.
We're going to need a chainsaw.
It's heavy.
It is heavy.
It's heavy. We'll do that in the bonus hour tomorrow.
We're brought to you today by Dr. Bruce Friedman. There's an easy way to look younger. Dr. Friedman's one of the first plastic surgeons in the area to use Artifil, a non-surgical facial rejuvenation that lasts. Call Dr. Friedman or tell a friend for
nice.
A phone number and a
Mike.
Revealing website.
I'm just having fun.
Click
fingers.
His
I'm having fun with Dr. That's, Friedman.
We're just having some fun.
I can do that after you. He wouldn't
you
get
see,
mad at that,
that's
would he?
Irony, no. Rob. That's irony because this is a non-surgical, non-invasive treatment.
I thought it was closer to satire.
For the phone number.
Where's my shrunken white?
And a revealing website. Click his ad. Dr. Bruce Friedman at MikeOmaraShow.com. Never before. What was that doing?
I like the dolphin. Well, I like Flipper.
He took years off the dolphin's life.
I know.
Made him look so much younger.
Look great.
So now smooth. He's sitting on the pooch.
Mm-hmm.
Never before in the history of this country has this happened. 100,000 homes foreclosed in 1 month. More than 100,000, more than that, actually, in September. That's more than we would normally see in a whole year.
Speaking of which, Mike, can I sleep here tonight?
Thanks, President Obama.
And some of those foreclosures are bogus. We now know that the paperwork was rushed in many cases,
no.
And according to one lawyer, banks used temporary workers from Walmart and hair salons to sign and process those papers without any training or any review of the papers.
So... If the foreclosures are bogus,
uh-huh.
That means the banks are bogus, too.
That's right.
Okay. Having some pizza, learning about banking.
I don't hear you unless you knock.
Curtis.
There is a ray of hope here, and it is now all 50 states are investigating the mortgage companies together. Get them, boy.
Virginia,
how is that,
too?
How is that a ray of hope?
I think that the fact that the entire country, the attorneys general in all 50 states are working together to go after the mortgage industry.
Do you hear the guy that said 99.9% of them are going to go through anyway? Did you hear that one?
I've not heard that.
Yeah.
But what about the 0.1%? We're going to hold their toes to the fire.
Yeah, we're going to prevent the people that are now moving into the new houses from getting into their new
house. It's still not fair. It's not fair to anybody.
It's a cluster F. It was going in. It is coming out. This just sucks.
The attorneys general will have a better chance if they hire temporary workers from Walmart and hair salons.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's in the news that's never happened before is much happier. The successful rescue of all 33 of the miners trapped in a half mile underground for 70 days.
Yay.
That is a record number of men at a record depth for a record amount of time. Now, the miner whose wife met his mistress in the vigil above ground was greeted by the mistress and not the wife when he emerged yesterday.
Yep, saw that.
The wife said that if the mistress stuck around, she would not. So she was true to her word. The 50-year-old miner says he would like both women to be friends with each other.
Of course he would.
Of course he's a dude.
Oscar, what's the word for three-way in Spanish?
I couldn't even tell you.
He has a penis. Of course he wants it that way.
His wife says that's not an option.
Well, who can blame the wife?
I understand where she's coming from.
He cheated death, Mike. Give him what he wants.
And you know what? And incidentally, I'm sorry. Here's the sexist part of me. Bad mistress. Bad mistress.
Yeah, making it all about herself.
Get the F away from the mine. Let him have his wife come and
the
see
The number one rule of a mistress is that you're always on the back burner.
Yeah, no. What she's doing, she's hiding in plain sight.
But if you knew what she could do.
Listen, I know one thing she can't do.
Mm. What's that?
Lose weight?
She was a porky.
Yeah. Maybe he likes that.
He likes that.
She likes hanging around the shaft, though.
Oh, good. That's good to hear.
A new study claims that Hispanics now have the longest life expectancy of any of the major racial groups in the U.S.
Bravo, Oscar.
Outliving whites by about 2 years and outliving blacks by about 8 years.
He's going to outlive me anyway.
All of us.
All of us.
Probably not.
No, it'll happen today.
Something tragic will happen.
There are five men in the room right now. Two of them will not see Friday. It's like an Agatha Christie novel.
The study comes from the Government Centers for Disease Control. Researchers there project that Hispanics born in 2006 will live to be about 81, that whites born that year will live to be about 79, and that African Americans will live to be about 73.
Do you have the tape from the Center for Disease Control?
I would like to hear that.
Actually,
I do not.
Have this.
I'm
this
sure
is
you do.
Supporting from the.
Baby, baby, baby. Yeah, right there. Okay, let's try. Mexican American don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie, too.
And for those of you keeping score, 8 shows since Mike told us that he does not like Cheech and Chong.
I wondered.
I make an exception with this tape.
Thank you, Buzz.
That I always enjoy.
So Hispanics living longer, according to this study, the researchers say they do not know why this is the case, which should call into question how they arrived at these conclusions.
I hate to bring up what I said on the radio today, but one of the reasons I said is because you've got people coming into this country that walk into a Target and it's like effing Disneyland, as opposed to all of us that are tainted and we're slogging in, and we are so used to having all this stuff that we want more stuff, we want what we don't have. And you get people coming in from other countries, and they're relaxed and happy because they're here in the United States.
Well, because here, Target is where they want to go. Back home in Mexico, Target is what they are.
I get tired of the whole goddamn immigrant deal, because the fact is the immigrants that come here, illegal or legal, most of them come over here, work their asses
happy
off, and are having
grinding.
A effing party the whole time they're here.
No, we have too many happy people in this country already. We can't let any more in.
Yeah, right.
I'm so glad we let Mark in from Israel, because he really has helped the show.
What's his name?
Menashe.
Menashe.
Jewish Americans!
Yes. President Obama says he thinks that the party of no may soon become the party of maybe. President Obama says he thinks Republicans will be more cooperative after next month's elections, no matter who comes out ahead.
Not good enough.
You know what?
Not
that's
good
just
enough.
Crap, and that's stupid.
And he's punting.
And he's totally punting. F him. F him and the Democrats and everybody.
You know what?
Republicans, I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of this crap right now, this lying to the people. He's lying through his teeth.
Once it becomes the party of maybe, how far are we from the party
perhaps? Let's hitch our wagon to Ron Paul.
Yeah, I agree. Give me a third party.
What could possibly go
wrong?
Swear
to God, I think they're all full of crap.
Our distraction salvation, meanwhile, is TV, and TV is on fire. 30 Rock will be live tonight in both the eastern and western halves of the country. Two performances. The Office features.
I agree.
The Office features.
I totally agree. That is going to be a bowl of suck.
One of my favorite shows.
Okay.
The Office features all of Michael's ex-girlfriends in a herpes scare.
Now that's funny.
Potential funniness.
Anne Margaret guest stars on CSI, and David Alan Greer is on Bones.
Hold it. Really? Anne Margaret on CSI
again?
Yeah,
seriously.
Now, why? Now, David Alan Greer, why do you throw him in there with Anne Margaret?
I don't know. I'm just because shows are having guest stars this evening. All right. It's a big night for
TV. Is David Alan Greer really a guest star?
I don't know.
Also, this week,
you know what? Good answer.
If you think you hate David Alan Greer, wait till you hear his plot line on Bones.
Tony Award winner.
Really?
Yeah.
David
Alan
Greer.
You know what? I didn't even show up for my Tony.
Right.
Wait, David Alan Greer.
You want to get me to watch? Get David Ogden Stiers.
Now you're talking.
Yes.
Is he dead now?
I don't know.
I don't know if we've lost him. But David Alan Greer is going to play a former kids television host interning under Dr. Bones.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And so you'll hate
and now
that.
You know.
Okay.
I was told it was a big deal. I was passing it along.
And
I have
Margaret
no,
is a big deal.
I have no dog in this fight.
The big deal would be because it's live and I might take a peek.
That's always fun.
Is the live TV show. It's fun to watch that because that's a throwback to the old.
And they're going to do both feeds on these, as you mentioned.
Two performances. Yeah.
But you know what? It was a yawn when ER did it. Mm-hmm. There was nothing to it.
It was horrible.
ER was a yawn at that point.
That's true.
But this, I think we can all agree on. Also, on this week's Weeds, be sure and check out the steamy sex scene with Mary Louise Parker and Mark Paul Gosselaar, who played on NYPD Blue and was also Zach on Saved by the Bell.
He was Zach Morris. I've seen the sex scene online.
I hear this is
it sizzles
really wild.
Really.
Let me put
really
it to you
wild.
This way:
you might get me on the Weeds train.
They're in a bar, and it looks like Zach is trying to help her get over the bar.
Really,
over and over again.
Oh, good.
It's
good stuff.
Pretty sexy.
Fantastic.
And finally, we've always said that crooks are stupid, and a cop once told me there's a fine line between a cop and a criminal. Therefore, I bring you these two stories. In Olympia, Washington, a man applying for a job with the State Patrol was turned away when someone spotted a book in his car during the interview with the title, How to Beat a Lie Detector.
Jesus.
And in central Minnesota.
That's a good one right there.
In Minnesota, a police chief did the right thing by reporting that some of his ammunition, including some gas and stun grenades, a Glock, a police radio, some night vision goggles, and a high-powered rifle had gone missing. The chief of police lost track of these items.
Officer Wiggum.
That had to be embarrassing, but not as embarrassing as the missing ammo turning up in his kids' play fort in their backyard.
Oh,
oh my God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. That's it. Our show today was brought to you by DigitalTrends.com for cutting-edge news and reviews on all the latest in our lives. DigitalTrends.com makes it all simpler and easier. Wonderful, wonderful website. Stay up on the latest tech trends and make smarter choices in your purchases at DigitalTrends.com. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, too. DigitalTrends.com. Click their ad on our website. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our web host is Bluebot. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. We depend on our advertising. You can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeOMaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. That's it. Got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.